You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Do a pre-mortem. A growing practice in business today is a pre-mortem, in which a team imagines that a project fails. Then they work backwards to determine what might have been the cause of the failure. So often, when we put together a game plan or a plan for the season, or when we approach any endeavor, we try to stay positive and envision it going well. But things rarely go according to plan, and a pre-mortem will help us to identify potential obstacles so we can plan around them. As coaches, it's incredibly valuable to ensure that we are seeing the big picture. The Stoic philosophers had a practice of premeditatio malorum, which means that they wouldn't not only imagine the project failing, but they would meditate on everything that could go wrong in a situation. For the Stoics, it wasn't just about making sure they didn't miss anything that could lead to failure. They wanted to prepare themselves for failure. As coaches, this is important to helping us maintain perspective. Failure is an opportunity to learn and grow. It will not be the end of the world. Yes, it will suck, but we will be okay. Miss a shot, it sucks, but you will be okay. Lose a game, it sucks, but you will be okay. Losing season, it sucks, but you're gonna be okay. Season gets canceled, it sucks, but you will be okay. Now, more than ever, is a time for us to see everything as an opportunity for growth.